Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything pineapple, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This week, we are discussing a mineral that you may not even realize that you could be missing in your life. So imagine this. The other night, I was sitting on the couch and I had this sensation that I literally could not sit there for 1 minute longer. It was almost like every nerve in my legs were saying, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up right now and go run a marathon at 10 o'clock at night. And I don't know if that has ever happened to you before, but it is something that I have become more aware of over the last couple of years. And it's something that I was concerned about. I wanted to address. So let's go over another situation. Maybe you had an excessive eye twitch, like the one that I had 3 weeks ago that lasted for the week and a half. Or maybe you had absolutely nothing stressful going on in your life whatsoever, but anxiety rears its ugly head. What in the world is going on? You might possibly have a magnesium deficiency. Or maybe you just need a little bit of a boost. Magnesium is the fifth most abundant mineral in your body, and it is necessary for over 300 chemical reactions for normal bodily functions, such as proper muscle and nerve functions. However, this mineral cannot be manufactured by the body, so in order to get the correct levels that you need, you're going to have to get it, hello, through your diet, good food, and supplementation is also available. So what is magnesium actually for? It helps regulate the muscle and the nerve functions, as well as blood sugar levels, blood pressure, making protein, bone, and some DNA. I don't want anybody to start panicking. So before we continue, we're just going to, of course, give the disclaimer here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a registered dietitian. I am simply helping you notice possible signs that you might just need a little bit of supplementation. Now, is a magnesium deficiency serious? Yes, it can get very serious. It can get very serious all the way to the point of things like nausea, passing out, abnormal heart rhythm, seizures, muscle cramps, tingling, numbness, things like that. But those are severe. So I don't want anybody to start panicking because we are just talking about boosting your body and making you feel a little bit better. So where can you actually get magnesium? Foods high in magnesium include things like spinach, lots of green vegetables, broccoli, spinach, okra, Swiss chard. It's also found in nuts and seeds, almonds, peanuts, sunflower seeds. You can also get it in sprouted grains, beans, some berries, and bananas. There are plenty of healthy options that you may already be eating that are supplying you with a good amount of magnesium. And just as a side note, we're going to take a little detour here. If you are someone who is concerned about calcium, you may already take a calcium supplement. I want to make you aware that calcium cannot be effectively utilized or absorbed by the body without adequate magnesium. So if you're someone who's taking a calcium supplement, you need to make sure that you're taking magnesium with it. I actually take a vitamin called CalMagD, which means it has magnesium in it. And now I'm sure you're wondering, how much do you actually need? The average man and woman needs 300 to 400 milligrams daily. This is just your basic average. And you can get it through, like I said, food and also supplementation. So how do you actually know if you're deficient in magnesium? Well, like I said in the beginning, eye twitch that lasted for a really long time, nerve twitches that are super odd, leg cramps, insomnia, muscle pain, anxiety, high blood pressure, fatigue, headaches. Those could all be symptoms of a magnesium deficiency. Now, like I said before, just to reiterate, if you are having serious symptoms, then you need to go to a doctor. But we're just talking about getting a little boost and making ourselves feel better. Well, now I know you want to know, how am I losing it? How would I even know how I'm actually losing it to have these symptoms? Well, unfortunately, the bottom line is it falls right down to our regular, everyday answer, poor dieting. Don't you feel like that's literally like the bottom line of every problem is poor eating habits? Let's talk about refined sugar. Sugar not only has a big fat zero attached to it in the magnesium department, but it also causes the body to excrete magnesium through the kidneys. So this is what we like to call an anti-nutrient. Not only is it not providing you with anything whatsoever that's good for you, it's also causing your body to strip it, to take it away. This is terrible. Now, obviously, lots of us like sugar. We just need to limit our intake. All foods require vitamins and minerals to be consumed in order to power the process of digestion. It's important for us to choose food that puts back vital nutrients into our bodies. Let's talk about dark-colored sodas. They contain phosphates. This substance can actually bind with magnesium inside the digestive tract, rendering it unavailable to the body. So even though you may be eating a balanced diet, drinking soda with your meals, you're actually flushing magnesium out of your system. This is ridiculous. We are hurting ourselves in the long run. Now, if you're a guy, this might be the point where you want to turn it off for a minute and then turn it back on. We're going to talk about the monthly for the ladies here for a second. When you go through your monthly, you are shedding everything, and so your hormones are out of balance. Towards the tail end, your hormones start to rise again back to their normal levels. But because you have lost all of these things, you now need to replenish, dun-da-da-da, magnesium. Now, it might not be necessary for you to replenish it with a physical product like a supplement. You may be just fine with eating the right foods. I personally am someone who actually needs the extra boost, and it makes me feel fantastic. So at the tail end of my monthly, I know that just to give myself a balanced hormone boost, that I will take my magnesium and it will make me feel so much better, because the way that it affects me is the leg cramps, the twitching. It also causes me anxiety, and I just feel all the way around better when I take the supplement. So you want your hormones to return to that balance, and so they need to be fueled properly. All right? Well, I hope that this has helped some of you. I know this was a short and sweet episode, and I hope that you can gain some insight of magnesium on it. There are, just so you know, before we finish out, there are different types of magnesium. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put a list of all the different magnesiums into the show notes for this episode so that you can go and choose the specific type that you would prefer if it's something that you feel like that you need. And lots of them you can get over the counter or on Amazon, but they all have sort of like different effects. Like some will actually cause you to go to the bathroom, but sometimes you might actually want that benefit. So there are pros and cons, you know, to each kind. You can go and look for yourself and see what types that you like. But magnesium is something that has definitely helped me once I started taking it. And sometimes just to be able to sleep well, you know, when you're having a stressful time in your life and you need to be able to sleep. Magnesium really helped me with that. So let's just throw the disclaimer out there one more time that I am not a doctor or a registered dietitian, anything like that. If you feel like you are having serious issues, you need to see your doctor. But if you have any of these minor issues, you know, magnesium might be a right fit for you. So I hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Think that magnesium might be something that you want to look further into, you can check out the link in the show notes and it will tell you all of the different kinds of magnesium that you can check out. Because unfortunately, lots of us are not getting the required amount that we need. And as always, I hope that I have given you something to think about, some new information you may be unaware of, and something that could help you out in your own personal life. And until next week, adventure on!